Hey guys, welcome to the first official episode of the Make Heaven Crowded podcast. We're a faith-based podcast. We talk all things life, faith, relationships, and Jesus. Thank you guys for joining us for this first episode. And my name's Taylor. I'm the host of this podcast. But I was praying to God because with this podcast, because honestly, the reason why it took me so long to even get it out was because I was afraid of what people would say. So my church was doing 21 days of prayer and fasting. And on the 18th day, our pastor wrote in this devotional that he gave us, and he said, "We're not called to wait until we're perfect or know all the answers, but rather we're to get involved in the church and spend time investing in other people. God uses our imperfections in the process, not only to grow others, but to grow ourselves." And it really just reminded me of 1 Timothy 4:12, which says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." Yeah, I'm like, I'm too young. I don't have it all together. I'm not perfect. And if God's calling me to do this now, I shouldn't wait until I get older to follow God. Well, as I was praying, God just kind of put on my heart to share my testimony with you guys. And it's honestly probably a really good place to start. That way you guys can get to know me a little bit and get to know my heart. So I grew up in the church. I was literally in the church Sunday through Friday. I went to a private Christian school. And so I was constantly in the church. I was constantly at school learning about the Bible. We get to eighth grade, and eighth grade was a really hard year for me. There was a lot of change with friendships and relationships and all those kinds of things. We had just transitioned what church we were at. We were still at the same private Christian school, but we had changed churches. And I just remember just being there and just feeling so out of place at this Christian school now that we weren't going to the same church. And I just remember being like, why are we here? You know, it was just uncomfortable. And I just remember that whole eighth grade year, it was like a really hard year because a lot of my friends didn't treat me the same. We didn't act the same towards each other. And there was just a lot of division between all of us. At the end of eighth grade, my parents decided that they were going to homeschool us. And so we started homeschooling, and it was something we'd never done before. And at this point, because of all the division in eighth grade and all of the stuff that I had going on at that point in my life, I actually turned away from God. I didn't want anything to do with God. I could care less about anything that God's word said for us to do. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And so now that we were homeschooling, it made it so much easier for me not to have to, you know, I had Bible classes, but they were easy just to sail through because, you know, it wasn't something I really cared about. So I'd fly through all of those as quick as I can. And then I'd take my time on my other lessons. But it was just something that I was like, I don't want any part of this. I was like, God didn't save me from the hurt of all of that. So why on earth would I now choose to follow him if he's not going to take that hurt from me? And so we get to freshman year, and I actually ended up playing high school basketball for this school. And I remember the summer before freshman year, I really, really, really wanted to be liked. So I was willing to change every aspect of who I was in order to be liked by people. I just was willing to do whatever it took for people to like me. And so I started talking different. I started acting different. I started becoming like the people at the school because I wanted to fit in. And I did this honestly all throughout high school. So we get to sophomore year, and this new church that we had been at, I'd been going to the youth group since eighth grade. And I was literally just going to appease my parents. I didn't want any part of the church. I'd been hurt by the church. I didn't want any part of being around people from the church. I just remember my youth pastor coming up to me at the end of youth group one night. And so we're going to summer camp and you should come. He's like, it would be a good thing for you and your brother. You want to send me to a camp for an entire week with a bunch of Jesus freaks? No, thank you. And our youth pastor that next Sunday goes up to my parents and was like, hey, I think this would be a very good thing for them. I think that they should come with us to church camp and they could learn so much. And my parents were like, you know what? Yeah, that would be a good thing. And so they signed us up for church camp. And so we went. And I just remember being so, so angry that my parents would send me to church camp. By this point in my walk with God, I was really struggling with anxiety, depression. And I was also struggling with anger and bitterness. And there was so much going on in my heart. And I was struggling overall. And I was turning to so many other things to fulfill the thing that only God could fill. And so by this point, I am doing all things that I can to like keep up this act in front of everybody else in the church that I'm doing fine, but at this point I'm really not. I'm really struggling. And we go to camp and I'm like, you know what? At least out of, if nothing else, at least I get to grow in a friendship with some people. And I remember going and I was there with some girls that I was friends with, but I wasn't friends necessarily with the rest of their friend group at that point. And I really just wanted to be liked by the girls in that group and by everyone else around. And so I was talking about people in ways I should not have been talking about people. And then I remember the third day of camp, we got in an argument and I was very immature at this point. So I handled it very immaturely. I remember walking into the devotions and as the youth pastor is dismissing people to go and find places to sit and be alone with God, I'm walking in past everyone coming out. And I just went and I sat on the wall by myself. And at this point, I'm trying everything within me to not cry. I just, at this point, I was so overwhelmed with anxiety, with my depression, with my anger and my bitterness that at this point, all I could do was cry. Like there was nothing else at this point that I was willing to do. Right after that, we went to session and the pastor's talking about Psalm 23. And it really resonated with me in that moment with the part of, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. And in that moment, I was like, okay, like God's right here in this with me. That was the moment that I rededicated my life to Christ. However, I say that I rededicated my life to Christ, but I kept living the way I was living. I was a very lukewarm Christian for a very long time. We go through junior, senior year, and I'm just still a very lukewarm Christian. I'm still trying to people please to get approval, and I'm still just trying to fit in with the world, and I'm still just trying to do all these things to get people to like me. By senior year, I was like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I working so hard to please people that don't want any part in my life? I graduated from high school, and so I was getting ready to enter the workforce and work full time. And at this point, our church did a graduates group for all of the seniors. And after that, I was going to the young adults group at the church at the time. And it was really in this point that the anxiety and the depression hit hard again. By this point, everyone had gone back to school. And so all of my friends had left. Like all of my friends were in college and I wasn't. At this point, I knew that God was real. And I was like, yes, I believe in God and I want to follow him. But at this point, I was like, but I'm still going to keep living the way I'm living. But why am I still so anxious and depressed? It was January of 2024. And so I'd been going to the young adults group for almost a year and I'd stopped going. And, you know, I would come up with reasons of why I wasn't going, like, I'm not going because of this, or I'm not going because of that. And I just would constantly find a new reason of why I wasn't going to young adults. But at this point, I was so anxious and I was so depressed. God hasn't taken this away from me in the 2 years that I followed him. So why am I following him? Like, he's not doing things for me. And so at this point, I kind of start walking away from God again. God put these incredible people into my life. And you know, they would keep challenging me of like, why aren't you coming? Like, what's going on? Like, why aren't you going to young adults? And I was just like, oh, I'm so busy with work. I'm coaching. I've got all of these things going on. In all reality, it's just, I was just so anxious and depressed. So last year, I went to a lot of country concerts. And I want people to hear me when I say this. They are not necessarily wrong for you. This is just a personal conviction. Okay. But at this point, I didn't want anything to do with God. And so I was running to the things of this world to fulfill me. And so at this point, I was hanging out with people that should not have been a part of my life in the way they were. They were a part of my inner circle and I was taking advice from them. And they had no biblical like advice at all. Their advice was not, it didn't have wisdom. It was foolish advice. And I was just doing all these things that I thought people might like me better if I did this. And so I'm really just not even really following God, which this next part kind of blows me away because a couple of friends of mine came to me with my brother and they were like, I think we should start a Bible study. I think it would be a good thing for all of us if we were just able just to study God's word together. And I was like, yeah, awesome. I guess I could lead out the first study if we want. Which to me, looking back now, I'm like, what in the world? I was leading and I wanted no part in God's word. I was the most fake person because in front of these people, I'm living for Christ. But aside of them, I want nothing to do with God because I'm so anxious and so depressed. And so we get to August. And I went to the summer worship nights with Brandon Lake and Phil Wickham. And I went and there was just like this overwhelming like presence of God there. Like obviously like the Holy Spirit's always with you, but it was just like overwhelming. And I remember hearing them preach the gospel. And in my head, I was like, amen, I believe all of this, like, absolutely. And so I was like, yes, like, I'm back in this. I'm going to start following God. Well, September came and nothing in my life had changed. And so we get to the middle of October, and I actually heard a sermon preached called "This Isn't Working. Following God Isn't Working." And this pastor is just talking, like, he's like preaching, and he's like, you want to know why it's not working? It's because you're not actually following God. It's because you are running to everything else but God to fulfill you. You're running to the pleasures of the world to try to fulfill you when only God can fulfill you. And it just really challenged me. And in that moment, I was like, you know what, God, you're right. Like, I'm either all in or I'm not in. And I was like, you know what, God, if I'm going to follow you, I'm going to go all in. December rolls around and we get to Christmas Day. And by this point, I am just so overwhelmed because I'm so anxious and I'm so depressed at this point. But I didn't tell anyone. That's the thing about me is, like, I really did not tell anyone. Like, my parents probably had no clue. My brother had no clue. And like, at this point, I was just so stressed out by trying to please everyone. And I was just consumed by this anxiety. I felt like so alone, even when I was in a like around a bunch of people, I felt so alone. And so on Christmas Day, I was driving and I remember this thought kept popping in my head. And I know it was a thought from the enemy because obviously, and at this point I'm like trying to be like, okay, like, am I going to run to God or am I going to run to other things? And this thought kept popping in my head and it was like, just drive off the road. Like, no one's going to miss you if you just drive off the road. And like, this kept popping in my head. I turned on worship music. And so I started praying to God like I never had before. And I was like, God, I know you're real. I know you're there, but God, I can't do this. I am so overwhelmed by anxiety. I am so overwhelmed by this depression. I'm just so overwhelmed by all of this stuff going on. I feel so alone and I feel like no one sees me. And it was in that moment that I was like, but God, I know you can do this. Please just take this from me. I cannot take it on my own anymore. It was in that moment that God showed up and that God took away that anxiety and that depression and all of that stuff. Like, God literally just showed up and took that stuff from me that felt like I could never escape it. And God just took it from me. And it was in that moment that I felt this overwhelming peace, something that I had not felt in such a long time. And God just gave me this overwhelming peace. And I remember my brother calling me and he's like, hey, what's going on? I got to tell you what God just did. God literally just took away my anxiety. Like, I kid you not, I cannot remember the last time that I was not anxious, that I was not alone, that I was not depressed. And all of a sudden, God literally just took it from me. And now I feel a way that I never have before. And I was like, dude, I have to tell everyone. I got to go tell people what God just did for me. And it was truly in that moment that I was like, okay, God, like, I'm going to follow you. I'm going all in. This time it's not me just saying it. I'm truly doing it. You know, you put on my heart to start this podcast a long time ago. And I just kept putting it off because I thought I was imperfect or I thought that I wasn't going to be good enough or whatever, because I'm not going to be good enough. I'm not going to be perfect. There's only one person who is ever perfect, and that is Jesus Christ himself. I can't say that I have to wait until I'm perfect because that'll never happen. But I just remember in that moment just feeling like, okay, God, you're working. And I truly do see it now that I'm looking for it. And so I was like, okay, we're doing this. We're following you. And so my church started doing 21 days of prayer and fasting, and God put it on my heart to show up and to continue to seek him and to go all in. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Same with this podcast. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. But it has also been one of the most incredible things that has ever been done in my life, other than the fact that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And God really put on my heart for the first episode to share my testimony with you guys. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to take everyone's anxiety and depression in the exact way that he did for me. Obviously, God is a miracle worker, but God works in different ways in different people's lives. And that, I'm not saying that it won't happen in other people's lives, but I'm just saying, just because it happened that way in my life doesn't mean that that's going to be your same story. God has incredible plans for every single person's life who follows him and who chooses to pursue him. God changes us and transforms us in totally different ways. And so for some people, he's going to do it like that. And for other people, he's got a totally different way of taking that kind of thing away from them. It was more about God in that moment than it was me. Because I was at the end of myself. God truly did do a work in my life. And sometimes it's easy to kind of downplay what God's done. But let me tell you guys, The minute I said I was all in with Christ was the minute that my life changed. It wasn't the fact that I went to church my entire life. You could go to church and not be in relationship with God. It was the fact that now I was walking in relationship with God, and it wasn't about me anymore. It was about, God, how can I honor you? Like, what am I doing to please you? God really just worked in my life, and he truly transformed my mind and the ways I thought about things. And in the moments that I still like get that first hint of anxiety, or I start to feel just a little depressed, I need to run to God, and I need to seek God, and I need to see what God's word says about this. As I said in the beginning, my whole goal of this podcast is literally just to share Jesus with you guys. It's to share what God's word says, and it's to share what God is teaching me in the ways. Thank you guys for tuning into the first episode of the Make Heaven Crowded podcast, and I hope to see you guys on the next one.